Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, we're back again today with Missionary Mike McCombie. And Brother McCombie grew up in Oklahoma, but pastored then up in the northeastern United States, and then heard missionaries talking about the wall came down in Eastern Europe and Russia. And God used that testimony of a missionary to get you and your family to what country?
We went to the countries of Albania and Kosovo in southeastern Europe.
And you were there for a considerable period of time?
We were on the field 10 years.
Okay.
And, you know, studied the language. I'm not saying we learned it fluently at our ages, but we made a good stab at it. And the Lord just did an amazing work. We worked with another missionary, filling in for him for about 6 months while he went on a medical furlough. And then we stepped out and started a church on the southeast side of the capital city of Tirana, Albania.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about the needs in that part of the world.
Well, when we went there, of course, communism had just fallen. Albania was the last Eastern European country to come out of communism. It was very hardline communist, much like North Korea is today, had a very dictatorial dictator. And so the people knew nothing about God whatsoever, though they'd been Christian for a while centuries ago. I believe the Apostle Paul traveled through there extensively.
Right.
And then, you know, Catholicism and Orthodoxy came in. Then for 500 years, the Ottoman Turks ruled there, so they brought in Islam. But when we went there, the people were without knowledge of the Bible, about God, about who Jesus was, and his death, burial, and resurrection.
All right. And, of course, you went there as a church planting missionary.
Yes.
And were there any churches to speak of in the country?
There were a few that came in there a little bit earlier than we did. There were a couple of other churches in the Independent Baptist churches in the capital city of Tirana.
Okay.
And there were two or three scattered around the country. There weren't many there the whole time we were there.
Now, you've been away from there for a considerable time, and we'll talk more about that later. But what about today? Can you still go to Albania as a missionary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally open. They're very open to Americans and very open to allowing us to come in. We just had to, you know, we had to have a religious visa,
sure.
But they were very easy to accommodate us.
All right, friends, are you listening today? Yesterday we mentioned Brother McCombie was called into missions as a little bit of an older man, not old, but older. Mm-hmm. And maybe you listening to that, and now today you're listening to a missionary say that there are countries in Eastern Europe, even today, that are open to the gospel of Christ and the church planting missionaries, and maybe God have you go there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's, you know, there were challenges at our ages. We didn't have a telephone for almost the first 2 years there,
mm-hmm.
Didn't have email, internet. It was a little bit difficult to talk to our kids in college, and yet, you know, the Lord was good, and we're not complaining at all. The conditions were a little bit difficult, but, you know, with the Lord's grace and help, you can overcome those things, and we're just thankful for what God did.
What about the response there? Were people responsive to the gospel?
Very responsive, especially the children, the teenagers, and the college-age young people were very open, and that's mainly what we had in our church.
Mm-hmm.
And we even had a few elderly, but mainly, you know, those young people were what carried our church.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to tomorrow because Brother McCombie is going to tell us how God got him from Albania in Eastern Europe to the present ministry that he's involved in. And I want you to hear that story. So please come back tomorrow to listen to the broadcast.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.